This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Drug violence in the Mexican border city of Tijuana is hardly news, but it has been especially brutal lately. Hundreds of residents kidnapped, dozens of police officers killed, and suspected drug traffickers dumped the severed heads of three officers in a field. Amy Isaacson covers the border region for member station KPBS San Diego. Here's her report.
Dozens of soldiers dressed in full camouflage with machine guns slung across their chest pull over cars at a checkpoint they've set up on one of Tijuana's main roads. The soldiers focus on late model pickup trucks and SUVs with dark tinted windows, drug traffickers and kidnappers' vehicles of choice. Soldiers dig around under the seats and in glove compartments. One even peers inside a fast food bag searching for drugs, guns, or some sign of illicit activity. Though the checkpoint causes traffic to back up for miles, most everyone who's pulled over says they welcome the federal forces' arrival, like Tijuana resident Carlos Valdez.
I think it's a great thing that they're here in Tijuana because right now it's really bad here.
Do you feel less safe in Tijuana these days?
Because all the bad guys there are, the policemen, all that kind of guys. And when the military is here, it's something better.
Most people in Tijuana suspect the local police force is riddled with corruption. It's widely rumored that drug cartels have softened the force with enormous bribes and even put some officers on the cartel payroll for carrying out kidnappings and killings. Tijuana's top police chief acknowledges there's corruption within his ranks. Javier Algorri says he's been pleading with federal officials for months to launch a full-bore investigation.
A quien tengan que investigar, nosotros vamos a participar activamente.
Whoever they have to investigate will participate actively and collaborate so they can do what they need to do and detain whoever they need to.
But when federal officials stripped Algorri's entire force of their guns just hours after he spoke, it was a bit more than he expected. Federal officials are running ballistic tests on the local officers' weapons to see if they're tied to any drug cartel crimes. The move prompted Tijuana's mayor to suspend local patrols for 2 days. He said he couldn't send his soldiers to the war unarmed. Over the weekend, one of the city's newspapers ran a photo of the disarmed officers killing time by playing soccer. This week, local police with empty holsters resumed patrols alongside federal forces that have guns.
Oscar Olmos Beltran.
The day the Tijuana police had their weapons taken away, a local business held a ceremony honoring officers who performed heroic feats. The company president handed out plaques and cordless telephones to a few dozen police. The gesture seemed like a plea for officers not to stray to the dark side.
Carlos Mauricio Fernandez Insunza.
Victor Clark, who founded a center for human rights in Tijuana, has spent 20 years studying drug trafficking in the city. He doubts such desperate measures, or even drastic ones like sending in 3,000 federal troops, will help control the violence. He says federal forces rushed into the city 5 times during past Mexican President Vicente Fox's administration.
Ya han llegado en el pasado, frente al llamado de la sociedad.
People called for them to come, and they came, but there weren't results. The city is out of control. More than 500 Tijuana residents have fled to the U.S. 23 policemen were murdered last year. Is or isn't that out of control?
The violence is not contained to Tijuana. The country's newly elected president, Felipe Calderon, ran on a campaign of law and order. In the first 10 days of his administration, he sent 7,000 troops charging into the central state of Michoacán to crack down on drug violence there. Though the operation has not yielded many high-profile arrests, analyst Clark says it hasn't dampened people's expectations.
As we say in Mexico, hope is the last thing to go, and it hasn't gone yet.
Clark says other drug-plagued states are lined up asking the president to help them. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.